You know, I've said many times before that I take my role, my ministry as being a shepherd, very seriously. And I believe, especially in the times that we're facing right now, that that role very much has to do with warning of the wolves, okay? Looking out for the wolves and calling out to the sheep. There's a wolf. There's a wolf. Be on guard. There's a wolf over there, right? And so it is in our times. You know, as I was reflecting back on our many years together, I was all the way back to 2012. If you might recall, at that time, religious liberty was under attack. The contraceptive mandate, right? And then the bishops, the USCCB, called us to do what was called a fortnight for freedom, they called it. And so in the days leading up to July 4th of that year, they asked us to pray. And so we did. We got out in front of the state capitol, hundreds of people. We prayed, Lord, save us. Save us from this wretched generation that is asking us to do what in our hearts we cannot do. We simply cannot do. You know, stop what this, do not conform yourselves to this age, St. Paul wrote. But be transformed in the renewal of your mind. They asked us to get out that period of time, but we kept it going, didn't we? Every Thursday, I think it began Thursday night, July 4th that year, if I recall correctly. But we said, let's do it every Thursday. And so we did that whole year until it got too cold. And then we picked it up the following year, didn't we? Every Thursday night, we got out and we prayed. Lo and behold, the significant Supreme Court decision with Hobby Lobby came in God's favor. Praise God. But we've been facing a lot of torment, peril in our lives. I just saw a picture not too long ago, a couple days ago, of the 21 Christians. Pictures them kneeling, their orange jumpsuits, and ISIS terrorists, one behind each man kneeling in their black with their hooded faces with these steely knives in their hands, telling these 21 men, all you need to do is renounce Jesus. And the chant started, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord Jesus Christ. For that, they lost their heads that day. That was the same year, by the way, that the bedrock of all of civilization was put under extreme threat with the Supreme Court decision that's basically said marriage can mean anything we want it to be. The Obergefell, I think it was, decision came through. It was during that year that we decided we needed to pray and pray hard. I asked, would you please join me in a very powerful 54-day rosary novena? And that was the year it started. The following year, we got a team together and it exploded. And now we're up to, I don't know what we're at, 76,000 people that join in this prayer every year and more, I think, on new media. Because we're facing so many ways in which the world wants us to conform to their new normal. You know, you look at what this progressive movement or whatever you want to call it is doing. Basically, if God says do this, they say, no, we're going to do this. We're going to do the opposite. You can look at the five non-negotiables. The five non-negotiables. That's in their platform. To do precisely the non-negotiables. We're in the fight of our lives. Who here doesn't believe that racial divide is being stoked? as they lust for power, calculating that this is some kind of strategy that will depress the people, depress the economy, and have people longing for hope and change. Keep people fearful of a virus so much that they want hope and change. I'm tired of it. You know, Jesus said, I got a mission. I got to go straight through. And here's what's going to happen. The ruling class, the scribes, the Pharisees, okay? The ruling class of his day is going to kill me. And St. Peter, our first pope, says, heaven forbid, no, it's not going to happen to you, Lord. You know, we'll come up with some kind of strategy to avoid your suffering. What does Jesus say to him? He says to him, get behind me, Satan. You see, you're not thinking as God does. You're thinking as man does, as the world does, who can lie, cheat, and steal in order to achieve their end. We stand with truth, come what may. We stand with truth, come what may. You know, I proposed this the other day. I said, you know why we have martyrs? Do you know why we have martyrs? Because these people did not comply. Renounce Jesus. Lord Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ. We will not comply. You see, this is the way that God thinks. We will not comply. Okay? Come what may. The reason we have martyrs. St. Augustine said, there is more courage in a man who faces rather than flees the storms of life and who holds cheap the opinion of men. Earthly life is a school training him for eternal life, a school in which he learns to use temporal goods in the spirit of a pilgrim, refusing to be enslaved by them, and in which his strength is put to the test and his character purified by the crosses he has to bear. Get behind me, Satan, he said to Peter. You're not thinking like God does, you're thinking like man does. And then he turned to his disciple, he said, listen. You want to be my followers? You want to be my followers? But he didn't say this. Well, then be nice and don't offend anybody. Okay? Let's all get into a safe space. Let's not trigger anybody. Let's not get the cancel culture upset. He said none of that. He said, deny yourself. Even your very life. Pick up your cross. Face the challenges. Don't run away from them. You know, one of the things I said recently too is that, you know, we can't run to the safe space of prayer. You're thinking I'm advocating not praying. No, but I went on to say, pray, then act. You know, I see so many people who do this. Well, you know, let's all pray about it. You know, God's got this. Coward. God has always worked through you and me. He's even used the shocking example of all the martyrs who would not comply, and his own son, Jesus Christ, who says, I got a road to go, and I'm not deviating from it. And the ruling class, the elites, they will put me on a tree, and I will die. There's another great quote I had, but my paper fell to the ground. It's probably God's sign to say, okay, now be quiet, Father Rick. Time to call it a day. My point is this, my brothers and sisters, is we're facing challenges, maybe as mankind has never faced before. And I'm seeing in each one of you, first of all, I want to make it clear, in case you didn't know this, there is a dispensation today. I'm joking, right? You're all here. Why? Because you love the Lord, and because He knows, you know that you need Him. But my brothers and sisters, He needs you too. Not like He's not capable of doing anything. He's God. But He has always, always, always chosen the people of God to put His plans into place. And so, my brothers and sisters, let's accept that call. Is that the call of a participation trophy parent? It's a call of a drill sergeant. You want to be my followers? You deny yourself. You pick up your cross. You follow me. I'm in. Let's all be in. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.